whatever else you do so ably.
Yes, I'm very happy to welcome everybody tonight.
我们先请 Harold 的长老，欢迎大家也给我们做个开始祷告。Harold 长老说，欢迎今天所有的人来这里。
And especially to welcome Gail. I do that because there's other Chinese names here, but I don't know who they are. So I do know Gail, a special welcome to him.
我们特别的欢迎Gail 加入我们今天晚上。我之所以要特别的提到他，是因为其他的中国的名字呢他都不认得，所以他认得 Gail 这个名字，所以他就特别的欢迎你。
And it is true that we in our assembly are mourning at this time because Gary Thomas went home to be with the Lord yesterday.
我们教会的一个老弟兄叫 Gary Thomas, 他昨天回天家了。
He has been a Christian at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel since 1900. And 65.
他是从1965年就信主得救，然后一直在我们十六届教会聚会的。
He became my friend just a few months before that, and he's been a friend all my life, so we're going to miss him very much.
他在信主前的几个月呢，就和我成了朋友，从此以后呢，我们一生都是朋友，所以我非常的怀念他。
So we should pray for him and his family, not for him, but for his wife and his family, and we'll do that now.
我们要为他的太太还有他的家人祷告，我们现在就为他们祷告。
So let's pray right now.
我们现在就开始祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are a wonderful, a kind and a compassionate God.
主啊，我们感谢你是一个奇妙的、良善的、有同情心的神。
And we know that the Bible says precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
我们知道圣经里说，您看圣徒的死是至为宝贵的。
And Lord Gary has gone to heaven. And those of us who knew him well miss him a great deal. We're thankful that he has gone to be with the Lord Jesus.
Gary 已经回天家了，我们这些很熟悉他的人呢都深深的怀念他。我们感谢你他能够回到主耶稣基督那里。
We're thankful that in a quiet way, he walked with the Lord faithfully since 1965.
他从1965年以后就一直忠心地走您的道路，跟随您。
So Lord, we just pray that you will bless his family at this time.
主啊，我们现在特别的祷告，求您祝福他的家人。
We pray for his wife Shirley, for his son Richard, for his wife, Bronwyn, and for their son, Andrew.
我们为他的太太 Shirley, 为他的儿子 Richard, 为他的儿媳 Bronwyn, 和他的孙子 Andrew 祷告。
And Lord, we're thankful that all of them know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
他们都信主，都认识主耶稣基督。
But Lord, Gary had a twin sister, and she is still alive, but she has not trusted the Lord Jesus.
Gary 还有一个双胞胎的姐姐，她不认识主，她还没有得救。
And so we pray especially for her today that she will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the only Savior. And Lord, may she reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ before she passes away.
他现在还活着，我们特别的为他的得救祷告，盼望他能够知道主是那唯一的主，是唯一的救主，希望他也能够得到，能认识主，得到他的救恩。
Now, Lord, we've come to you this evening in order for you to teach us.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，是盼望你能够教导我们。
For many, Lord, it's not this evening, it's Saturday morning, and we thank you for the brethren and those from China. Lord, bless them. Thank you for sending them to us.
对于中国的弟兄姐妹来说呢，现在是他们的星期六的上午，我们感谢您把他们派到这里来加入我们的学习。
And we pray, Lord, that you'll just give the right words tonight for each person who will be listening.
主要盼望您把正确的话语赐给今天在听的每一个人。
Bring others, we pray, to hear and give wisdom, especially to our Eric, as he would speak to us. We pray tonight that you will teach us by your Spirit.
也求您带更多的其他的人来，也求您赐给Eric 智慧的话语，当他今天讲课的时候，主啊，我们今天是祈求你来教导我们。
And so, Lord, we just give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在就为此感恩，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Harold. Well, greetings, everyone. It's good to see everyone here tonight and in the morning.
向大家问安啊，很高兴在这里看到每一个人，不管是在早上还是在傍晚。
We've been studying for the last few weeks the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们在过去的几个星期呢，一直在学习主再来这个话题。
Now these sessions have not been so much preaching sessions as they have been teaching sessions, doctrinal teaching sessions.
这个话题呢，在讲道中不如在教导中呢，讲得多。
We have been searching the scriptures for the truth of the Lord's second coming.
我们一直在查考经文，想要找出主再来的真理。
He had promised that he said his promise was, "I will come again."
他应许说他一定会再来。
And we've studied the fact that there is the fact of the rapture of the church when he comes for his own church. That is, believers living today.
我们学习了教会被提，那就是主亲自为他的教会而来，教会就是今天在地上信主的人。
And we've looked at various distinctions in the scriptures that help us interpret the scriptures accurately.
我们学习了一些概念的区别，这样可以让我们准确的理解圣经。
Last week we looked at the days of scripture.
上星期呢，我们学习了几个日子，在圣经里提到的几个日子。
Now a day is meant not just one 24-hour day, but an extended period of time.
这个日子呢，不是我们理解的24小时的一天，而是一段持续的一段的时间。
And there were 3 days of scripture that we looked at.
我们看了圣经里面的三个日子。
The first was the day of Christ, which always speaks of the rapture, the removal of the church to the air into heaven when the Lord Jesus comes.
第一个日子呢，就是基督的日子。基督的日子呢，就是指主耶稣基督来到地上，把他的教会提到天上，在空中与他在一起的这样的日子。
And only those who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ in this age will be taken up to be with him in the clouds.
只有那些在现在的这个恩典时代接受耶稣基督做他们救主的人才能被提到空中。
And the day of Christ or the day of Jesus Christ is a New Testament revelation.
基督的日子或者叫耶稣基督的日子是一个新约的启示。
It wasn't seen or spoken of in the Old Testament.
在旧约我们没有看到，他也没有提到过这个概念。
The second day that we looked at was the day of the Lord.
我们看的第二个日子呢，就是主的日子。
Or more accurately, I guess, is the day of Jehovah.
或者更准确的叫法呢，叫耶和华的日子。
That's when the Lord comes in power and glory to put down his enemies and put everything right.
那个日子呢，就是主带着他的全能和荣耀而来，击败他所有的仇敌，在地上建立国度的日子。
And we learned also that the day of the Lord will take place at the end of Daniel's 70th week, which is also the, what we call the tribulation period.
那主的日子呢，会在我们学过的但以理的第七十个期的末了，也就是在大灾难的末期来到。
And the last day, of course, was the day of God, which is the same as the eternal state when all will be put right and there will be a new heavens and a new earth.
最后一个日子呢是神的日子，这个神的日子呢就是一个永恒的状态，所有的一切呢全部都恢复到了正确的次序当中。
But tonight,
就会有新天新地。
Tonight we'd like to look at the tribulation period, Daniel's 70th week.
今天呢我们来学习大灾难时期，就是但以理预言的第七十个期。
And mainly as it relates to Israel itself.
主要呢是和以色列有关的。
Because one of God's purposes,that he wants to accomplish in the tribulation is to prepare the nation of Israel, the literal nation of Israel, for the kingdom that he promised in the Old Testament.
神在大灾难当中的一个主要的目的呢，就是预备以色列这个民族，因为他要在这地上建立他曾经应许过的国度了，他要预备着国民。
Now keep in mind that the church is in heaven,when the tribulation period takes place.
我们在脑子里要记得当大灾难时期开始的时候呢，教会已经在天上了。
Now, just as Daniel's 70 weeks gives us a chronology, a backbone, as it were, to place all Old Testament prophetic scriptures.
我们学过但以理书的七十个期的预言呢，是圣经预言的骨干，它可以把旧约的所有的预言呢都囊括进去。
So, when we come to the New Testament, to the book of Matthew, chapters 24 and 25 give us a detailed chronology of the events of the tribulation period.
我们看马太福音24和25章的时候呢，就可以让我们在更细节的知道啊，在大灾难的时期会发生一些什么事情。
Now the Gospel of Matthew has been placed right at the beginning of the New Testament.
马太福音呢被放在新约的最开头的第一卷书。
Because it is the connecting link, you might say, between the prophets of the Old Testament and the new dispensation of grace, the new age of grace.
因为它是连接旧约的预言和新的一个恩典时代的中间的一个过渡。
And there's many Old Testament quotations in the book of Matthew.
马太福音里有引用了很多旧约的圣经的经文。
And Matthew is designed by the Holy Spirit to show how our Lord Jesus Christ came as the promised King of Israel.
马太福音呢被圣灵启示呢主要用来证明主耶稣基督就是旧约所预言的要来的那个王。
Because it opens with the last of the Old Testament prophets, John the Baptist, and he came declaring that the time is fulfilled.
因为他一开始呢就讲到了施洗约翰是旧约的最后一个先知，他说有王要来了。
So just to give a little background of Matthew 24 and 25, let's just review very quickly the book of Matthew.
为了让我们明白呢马太福音24和25章 的背景呢，我们现在快速的回顾一下马太福音这卷书。
In a real sense,Matthew is the Jewish gospel.
总体来说呢马太福音是一个给犹太人的福音书。
That doesn't mean to say it has no message for us Christians, but rather it's designed to present Christ as clearly as possible to an honest Jewish, seeker.
但是也不是说对我们基督徒呢就没有信息来传达，不是这样的，但是它主要的目的呢是尽可能的清楚的要向那些诚实的寻求真理的犹太人呢证明耶稣基督是他们的王。
Matthew opens with a connection to the Old Testament.
所以马太一开始呢就和旧约有一个连接。
It gives us the genealogy of the king.
因为他先给出了这个王的家谱。
Going right back to Abraham, the father of the promises.
他一直追溯到亚伯拉罕，就是这应许的之父。
And in that first chapter, we get the birth of the king.
然后第一章呢，我们也看到了这个王的诞生。
And then in the second chapter, we read about the wise men who come, with the question, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
然后第二章一开始呢，就有三个东来几个从东方来的博士，他们来问那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里。
And they worship him.
然后他们要敬拜他，他们也敬拜了他。
In chapter 3, we have the forerunner of the king, John the Baptist.
第三章就讲到这王的先锋就是施洗约翰。
Notice what he says in verse 2.
第二节我们来看他是怎么说的。
That's chapter 3 verse 2. Repent for the kingdom is at hand, for this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah.
三章二节啊，天国近了，你们应当悔改，这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。
And then we, in chapter 4, we have the testing of the king.
然后第四章呢，我们看到这个王呢，在受试探。
And you remember one of those tests was that the devil, offered him a shortcut to gaining his kingdom.
还记得其中一个试探呢，就是魔鬼让他可以走捷径，就得到这个国度。
He said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms.
他说你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切的国都赐给你。
Then in chapters 5, 6 and 7, we have what we call the Sermon on the Mount.
然后五六七三章呢，我们管它叫登山宝训。
And this, he says in verse 2, he opened his mouth and taught them saying,
五章二节他就开口教训他们说。
And here is the wisdom of the king.
接下去讲的呢就是这个王的智慧了。
And then he begins to teach them and say in verse 17 and 18.
然后他就开始教导他们在17和18节里面。
Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
五章十七十八节，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一话也不能废去，都要成全。
And then we have that reoccurring phrase, for I say unto you.
然后我们看到一个一再重复的话，就是我对你们说，或者说实实在在的说。
In verse 20 and verse 22, verse 26, verse 28, verse 32, and verse 34. And we go keep going. Verse 39, verse 44. And then in chapter 6 again, there's more. I say unto you, he says.
所以刚才说的这些经文呢，全部都有是这样开头的。我告诉你们，比如说二十节，还有二十二节，只是我告诉你们啊，还有二十六节，我实在告诉你，还有二十八节，只是我告诉你们，还有三十二节，只是我告诉你们，还有43节，还有第六章也是，也有很多很多这样重复，都是说我要告诉你们。
I'm sorry, I know I'm going over very quickly, Yan Ling. And
I didn't remember all the numbers.
Yeah, well, I should be a little more helpful.
It's okay. Don't worry.
But it's just, I'm just passing over them quickly. If people read them, they can see it. It was what he's saying there. These are the principles of the kingdom, and I am the one who is giving them out.
主耶稣在这里面一直在说，我要告诉你们这个，告诉你们那个。他想表达的就是，这就是王，我的这个王，国度的规则，而且现在是我把这些规则给你们，因为我是那王。
Then in verse 24, he said, he ends his sermon.
You mean chapter 7?
Chapter 7, verse 24, thank you.
是第七章的二十四节呢，他开始总结了。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I'll liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And then it says in verse 28, and so it was when Jesus ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes.
28节，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
And then itChapters 8 and 9, we see the powers of the kingdom, the powers of the king displayed.
在马太的八章和九章里面呢，我们看到这个王国度的能力。
We see power over disease. He heals a leper.
我们看到他对疾病的能力，他医治了大麻风。
He has power over the creation. He makes the wind and the wave to obey him.
然后他也有对自然界的掌控的能力，他使风浪都平静了。
Then in chapter 8, verse 28, he has power over demons.
然后他也有能力能够制服那邪灵。
And then in chapter 9, He raises the dead. He has power over death.
第九章我们看到他对死亡也有能力，因为他能使死人复活。
And so, right through chapters 8, right through chapter 12, we see the king. He's accredited. He's pronounced the king because of his demonstrated power.
所以从第八一直到第十二章呢，这个王都一再用他的所显出来的能力呢，来宣称他就是那位王。
Then in chapter 12, there comes a critical point in his ministry.
然后到第十二章呢，就到了他在地上服侍的这个时期的一个关键节点了，一个危机时刻了。
Up until then,He has been meeting with increasing rejection.
从一开始到现在呢，他一直都在 受到越来越多的抵挡。
And it comes to a head when they, when he casts out a demon, excuse me, and they accuse him of casting out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons.
然后这个抵挡拒绝他的高潮呢，就是当他赶了一个鬼以后，赶出去一个鬼呢，然后犹太人说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
And verse, that's in verse 22, when he, down to, chapter, verse 30.
这个故事呢就是12章的22到30节。
And what they've done is they have, the nation has really rejected him. The leaders have rejected him.
这里面发生的事情呢就是这个民族作为一个民族啊他们拒绝了耶稣做他们的王，因为他们的领袖拒绝了耶稣。
And so, now the kingdom, having, if the king is rejected, so the kingdom is rejected.
既然他们拒绝了王，他们也就拒绝了这个国度。
And so the Lord Jesus in chapter 13, he leaves the house, it says, and he goes and sits by the sea.
然后我们在13节第一节13章的第一节就看出耶稣从房子里出来坐在海边呢。
And his ministry now takes a different turn.
现在呢他的服事呢就有了一个转变。
John the Baptist had preached the kingdom, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
施洗约翰呢他传的道就是天国近了你们要悔改。
The Lord Jesus and his disciples preached the same message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣和他的门徒们也在传同样的信息就是天国近了你们要悔改。
But in rejecting the king, they reject the kingdom.
但是他们由于拒绝了王也就拒绝了这个天国拒绝了这个国度。
And so what the Lord Jesus does now, he changes.And he no longer preaches openly the kingdom of heaven.
那现在呢主耶稣基督就改变了他的方式他不再公开的讲天国了。
He begins to speak in parables.
他今天开始用比喻来讲了。
And his disciples in chapter 13 verse 10, they ask him, why? Or do you speak to them in parables?
然后他的门徒也问他那就是在马太福音的13章10节问耶稣说对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢
And he answered and said to them, verse 11, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, that is those who don't believe, it has not been given.
11节耶稣回答说因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道不叫他们知道他们就是指那些不信的人。
And then he gives a series of parables that describe the conditions of the earth until his coming to earth again in power.
然后他就用了一系列的比喻来描述当他再一次带着全能回到地上之前呢这个地上的景况是怎么样的。
The kingdom of heaven is seen right through chapters 13 to 20 in a mystery form.
所以天国呢从13章到20章呢都是一个奥秘的形态存在的。
When he heals people, he tells them, don't tell anybody.
当他医治好病人的时候他总是跟他说你不要告诉别人。
Just go back to your family, go back to your city.
回到你的城你的家里面去。
And he tells his disciples, don't tell people that I'm the Christ, the Messiah, the coming one.
他也对他的门徒说你不要告诉别人我是基督我是弥赛亚 那位要来的那一位。
And so, in the culmination or the climax begins to come now in verses 21 to 23, God's earthly people now are being set aside. because of their refusal to receive their king when he came to them.
You mean chapter 21 to 20?
Chapter 21, okay. 22, 23, yes. There's various parables in there that give details as to the rejection of the king.
这里面给出了很多的比喻，也给出了很多的细节，他们是怎么拒绝这个王的。
And so, when we come to Matthew chapter 23,
我们现在看马太的23章。
He begins to pronounce woes on the leaders, the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees.
这个时候呢，他们就对犹太的宗教领袖文士和法利赛人呢，就开始宣布这七祸了。
Chapter 23 and verses 13 right down to verse 36.
就是23章的13节一直到26节都是这个咒诅。
We find the reoccurring phrase, woe to you scribes and Pharisees.
我们看到这很多重复的话哈，就是你们这文士和法利赛人有祸了，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了等等，重复了很多遍。
And then in verse 37,
然后我们到了37节。
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you shall say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
37到39节，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。看哪，你们的家成为荒场留给你们。我告诉你们，从今以后，你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
There he's bewailing, as it were, or he's longing that the city, Jerusalem, the city of the king, would have received him. Then he would have been like a mother hen guarding her little chicks from danger, but instead, they expose themselves now to the great tribulation period that's spoken of the day of the Lord.
耶稣在这里啊，他是特别特别的盼望耶路撒冷这个神的圣城啊，能够接受他，就像母鸡想要把小鸡藏在他的翅膀底下来躲避一切的危险一样。但是现在犹太人却把他们自己暴露在那可怕的大灾难，也就是我们说的耶和华的日子之下了。
He says you were not willing.
然后他说，只是你们不愿意呀。
And then he says, now your house, verse 38, your house is left to you desolate.
然后38节他说，看哪，你们的家成为荒场留给你们。
That house is a reference to the whole house of Israel.
这个你们的家呢，就是指整个以色列全家。
For I say to you, he says, you won't see me anymore until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
然后主又说，我告诉你们，从今以后你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And that day we know will take place when he comes in power and glory and his feet stand on the Mount of Olives. Then they will sing and receive their king. Bless, and they'll sing again. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
我们知道主在这里说的这一天呢，就是他带着全能和荣耀来到地上，他的脚要踩在这橄榄山上的时候，那个时候以色列全家又会歌唱欢呼，说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And then verse 24, or chapter 24.
然后我们就到了24章。
And we'd like to look at these two chapters tonight for the rest of our time.
我们今天晚上剩下的时间呢，就来查考这24和25两章。
Because they give us a detailed chronology of the tribulation period which the Jews are going to have to go through.
因为这两章呢，给了我们一些很具体的信息，就是将来在大灾难的时候，犹太人要到底经历些什么。
After he had pronounced the woes on the nation and telling them that they'll see him no more, he goes out of the temple. He leaves the temple.
在主耶稣基督宣布了那七祸，以及他说你们再也不得见我以后呢，他就走出了圣殿。
And it reminds us of the Old Testament in Ezekiel.When the Holy Spirit, the second person of the Trinity, left the temple before the destruction of it by the Babylonians.
Sorry, Eric, I didn't get it. The second person?
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity. And he is now leaving the temple. The glory is leaving the temple.
Okay.
Just as the Holy, okay.Like the Holy Spirit in the time of in Ezekiel's day,、
okay.
when the Holy Spirit left the temple, the glory of God left the temple in before the destruction by the Babylonians.
就像以西结的时代，那时候圣灵离开了圣殿，巴比伦，毁坏的圣殿的时候呢，就是圣灵离开了圣殿，那神的荣耀也因此离开了以色列一样。在这里呢，作为三位一体当中神的当中的第二位位格的圣子，他也离开了圣殿，那么荣耀也就离开了以色列国。
Maybe I'm assuming people have read to more than they have in the Old Testament, perhaps.
Eric 说，可能他假设大家都很熟读了旧约圣经，都很熟悉旧约的这个圣经的内容。
But here's the picture. The Lord Jesus is the King, has come. And he's the one who should have been received by the nation. He is the very glory of God. And he's leaving now. In 2 days.He's going to die upon the cross.
所以这是一个全部的图画啊。耶稣作为王，他来到以色列民中，本来以色列人应该是接纳他的，因为他是神本体的荣耀。但是现在他两天以后就要钉在十字架上，这位王就要离开了。
And as he was leaving, I can imagine what a heavy heart he was leaving.This temple for the last time.
我们可以想象当耶稣最后一次走出圣殿的时候，他是带着多么沉重的心情离开的。
This is where the people would come to learn about God, and he taught them daily in the temple.
圣殿呢，本来是人们来到这里来学习关于神的事的，而且耶稣也每天的在圣殿里面教导他们。
And he must have left with a very heavy heart, as I said.
我想他一定是心情非常沉重地离开了圣殿。
But verse 2 it says, or verse 1, his disciples, they come to him and they show him the beautiful buildings of the temple.
我们在24章的第一节里面看到门徒进前来把这殿宇的荣美指给耶稣看。
And Jesus said to them,
耶稣对他们说
Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.
我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。
Now as is verse 3, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, with these three questions, tell us when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?
然后第三节，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么，门徒问了三个问题，第一个问题是什么时候有这些事？第二个问题就是你降临的时候有什么征兆？第三个问题是世界的末了有什么征兆？
So these are the three questions that are going to be answered in these passages, these two chapters.
接下去的这两章剩下的内容呢，就是来回答这三个问题。
First of all, when will these things be?
首先，什么时候有这些事？
Now, the disciples' question is asked about when the temple is going to be destroyed, when one stone would not be upon another.
实际上这个 门徒们在问什么时候有这些事呢，是指主耶稣说的这个圣殿被毁是什么时候，就是没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了，这件事是什么时候。
Well, the answer to the first question is not recorded by Matthew or by Mark, but Luke records the answer to his first question, Luke chapter 21.
主耶稣对他们这第一个问题的回答呢，没有在马太和马可中记述，是在路加福音记述的。我们现在翻到路加福音的21章。
Luke chapter 21 and verses 20 to 24.But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
二十到二十四节，你们看见耶路撒冷被兵围困，就可知道它成荒场的日子近了。那时在犹太的应当逃到山上，在城里的应当出来，在乡下的不要进城，因为这是报应的日子，使经上所写的都得应验。当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了，因为将有大灾难降在这地方，也有震怒临到这百姓。他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
Now this portion of scripture has been fulfilled.
这一段圣经呢，已经应验了。
In 70 AD, under Titus, the Roman general, the city of Jerusalem was taken and burned, and the very stones of the temple were pried apart, and every stone was thrown down.
那就是在主后70年的时候，罗马的将军提多攻陷了耶路撒冷城，而且烧毁了这座城，圣殿的石头呢，也一块一块的被拆毁，扒开来。
And the proof of that is in verse 24.
这个证据呢，就是在24节。
Because we read that those Jews would be led away captive into all nations after the destruction of Jerusalem.
这里面也说到耶路撒冷城被毁坏的时候呢，这些犹太人会被掳到世界各国去。
But at the end of the tribulation period, the Jews are going to be regathered. So this is not the same as the tribulation period.
但是我们知道在大灾难末期的时候呢，耶路撒冷不是犹太人会从各国又回到以色列地，所以呢这里面说的二十四节呢就不是大灾难时期发生的事。
And notice that also the last part of that verse, Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
另外一个证据呢就是二十四节说耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏直到外邦人的日期满了。
And for 2,000 years, Jerusalem has been trampled by the Gentiles.
现在在过去的2000年里面，耶路撒冷一直都被外邦人践踏。
Even today, the Temple Mount cannot be used as a place of prayer by the Jews, because the Muslims control the Temple Mount.
即使到今天那个圣殿山呢，犹太人都不能到那里去祷告，因为整个圣殿山是被穆斯林控制的。
So the first question has been answered. And, just a point of historical record. The early Christians that were living in Jerusalem at that time, they were warned to flee by the scripture. And they left. When Titus took the city of Jerusalem, there were no Christians left in the city.
所以第一个问题呢已经回答完了，而且呢在初时代的基督徒里，就第一批的基督徒里面呢，他们当提多将军围城的时候呢，他们都被这段经文所警告，所以他们都逃出城了，所以当耶路撒冷城被毁的时候呢，城里一个基督徒也没有。
Now the rest of Matthew chapter 24, the whole of chapter 24 and 25,They were written to answer the question concerning the signs of the Messiah's coming, which would end the age.
所以24章和25章剩余的部分呢都是在回答另一个问题，就是当弥赛亚再次降临和世界的末了有什么预兆这个问题。
He's giving the course of that Daniel's 70th week, that 7-year period. And he gives an overview of that 7-year period before the Lord establishes his kingdom on earth.
所以他在这里面把主在地上建立国度之前的这七年的整个的过程都描述了一下。
So Well, how are we going to interpret this passage?
我们应该怎么样来解这一段这一部分的经文呢？
All the rest of the Olivet Discourse or chapters 24 and 25, they are all yet future.
所以24和25节剩下的这一段主的这个教导呢在橄榄山的教导呢都还没有到，是未来的事情。
Verses, we have the tribulation period described in verses 4 down to verse 26.
从第四到二十四章的四到二十六节呢，都是在讲这个大灾难时期。
And it would seem that verses 4 to 8 outline the first half of the tribulation, and verses 9 to 26 describe the second half of the week. And we'll look at that now.
第四节到第八节呢应该描述的是这大灾难的前半段，然后第九到二十六节呢描述的是大灾难这七年的后半段，我们现在一点点来看。
Verse 4, And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
四到八节，耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。”
Now to interpret this consistently, we have to eliminate the interpretation of any of this portion to the church or the church age. In order to interpret it consistently, because here he's talking about Israel. He's talking about the king coming to reign on earth, so that the church is not seen in here. If we are to be consistent, this is all about Israel in the tribulation period.
所以我们要和我们一贯的这个解经的原则保持一致，就是这一段呢是跟教会无关的，它是针对以色列人的，它是和以色列有关的。
Now, if you turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 6.
我们可以翻到启示录的六章。
We'll see that the opening of the seals, which begin the tribulation, parallel these verses 4 to 8 in Matthew 24.
因为这个大灾难呢是从这个七印开始揭开开始的，就是揭开七印就开始的大灾难，然后接下去这个七印揭开的过程呢就和这里面描述的这个过程是完全平行一致的。
Okay, and in chapter 6 and verse 1, the opening of the first seal reveals a man on a white horse who has a bow who goes forth to conquer.
我们可以看启示录的六章啊，一节二节，当打开第一个揭开第一个印的时候呢，就有一匹白马，骑在白马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他出来便胜了又要胜。
Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he's going to come on a white horse, but this is not him. This is a false Christ who establishes a temporary peace on earth.
主耶稣当然他再来的时候也会骑着白马，但是这里面骑着白马的不是主耶稣自己，他是那个假的基督，他是要暂时的建立一个假的和平的景象。
And the first prediction of Matthew chapter 24 verse 5 is that many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. So we see a parallel between the first seal and the first prediction.
所以再回到马太福音的24章第5节啊，这里是第一个预言，就是将来有人冒我的名来说我是基督，而且要迷惑许多人，这刚刚好和这个第一页揭开第一印以后发生的事情是一样的。
And when the second seal is opened, it reveals a man on a red horse, who's going to take peace from the earth, that is warfare.
我们再看启示录的六章啊，第三节和第四节，揭开第二印的时候呢，就有一匹红马出来，然后他会从地上夺去太平，那就是要打仗了。
And the second prediction of Matthew 24 is found in verses 6 and 7, where we read of wars and rumors of wars.
然后马太福音的24章的6节呢，就是第二个预言，就是你们要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
The third seal, when it's opened, reveals a man on a black horse who has balances in his hands.
那揭开第三印的时候呢，是有一匹黑马，然后这个骑在马上的手里拿着天平。
And that indicates famine.
这个呢是表示要有饥荒。
And the third prediction of Matthew 24 is that there will be famines.
然后马太福音24:7里面呢也说的第三个预言呢也是说要有饥荒，多处必有饥荒。
And the fourth seal reveals one in a pale horse whose name was Death. And the fourth prophecy of Matthew 24 tells of pestilences and earthquakes.
嗯，然后在揭开第四印的时候呢，就看到一匹灰马，骑在马上的名字叫做死音符也随着他，这呢就是代表饥荒瘟疫。所以在马太福音的这个24里面呢，也是预言多处要有饥荒，有地震。
And the fifth seal talks about those martyrs under the altar that had been killed for the word of God.
嗯，揭开第五印的时候呢，就是有好多的殉道士呢，被因为主的名被杀害了。
And what is the fifth prophecy of Matthew 24? Verse 9, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you.
嗯，那马太福音的第五个预言，24第五个预言是什么呢？就是第九节，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们要为我的名被万民恨恶。
So it seems there are parallels here in Matthew chapter 24. Between that and the tribulation as is spoken of in Revelation chapters 6-19.
所以我们可以看到在启示录的6-19里面的关于大灾难的描述，和这里面马太福音24章这里面的这个关于大灾难时期的预言呢，是完全是对应平行的。
Now certainly we see these things in the world now and we have for 2,000 years or more.
当然我们现在在地上呢也看到这些事情在过去的2000多年里面。
But these happenings that are predicted in Matthew 24 and Revelation chapter 6, those are intensified.
但是在马太福音24和启示录6里面说的这些的将要发生的事情呢是程度要激烈的多的。
And then in, we'll read verses 9-26.
我们现在读9-26，回到马太福音24。
This describes the great tribulation, the last half of the 7-year period of the tribulation.
这里面描述的是大灾难的后半阶段，就是呢，就是最苦难的、最艰难的那个大灾难时期。
Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house.And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake,Those days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
我再用中文给大家读一遍啊，九节到二十六节。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万人恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。没有忍耐到底的必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，读这经的人需要会意。那时在犹太的要应当逃到山上，在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西，在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了，你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日，因为那时必有大灾难，从世纪的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救的，只是为选民，那日子必减少了。那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信，因为假基督假先知将要起来，显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。看哪，我预先告诉你们了，倘若有人对你们说看哪，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去，或者说看哪，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。
So verse 9 talks about the beginning of persecution, serious persecutions during the last half of the week.
第九节呢讲的是这个大就是七年大灾难的后半期呢那个逼迫要开始的，是非常非常严厉的逼迫。
And verse 11 talks about the false prophets, many are going to rise up, many will be deceived.
11节呢说有好多假先知起来迷惑多人。
And then in verse 12, the love of many will grow cold, even those that believe, because of the desperate times, people are, they're going to be, their love of the Lord will be very, very hard to maintain.
十二节说许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了，那些相信的人，但是因为在这个绝望的境况当中呢，他们对主的爱真的是非常难以维系了。
But it will take great endurance to maintain and stay to the end there. We read in verse 13.
那十三节说唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Now who are these who endure to the end? How shall they be saved?
那到底是谁是那些忍耐到底的呢？他们是怎么得救的呢？
Well, not saved salvation of their souls, but salvation of their flesh themselves. Their lives would be saved.
这里面说的得救呢，不是灵魂的得救，是他们肉体的得救。他们至少他们能得保证他们能活着。
That is physically saved. Compare that to verse 22.
我们来比较一下22节。
Because that, he connects that thought, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved.
二十二节说，若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救的。说明这里的得救呢，就是指身体的得救。
So that's a physical salvation. They'd be saved to go into the kingdom.
所以这个是他们肉身得救，让他们能够活着进入这个国度。
And then there's a verse 14. This is a verse that troubles some people or needs to be explained.
然后我们看这第四节，第四节可能是让很多人都感到困惑的一节，我们需要解释一下。
This gospel of the kingdom, what is it?
他说这天国的福音，什么是天国的福音呢？
Well, it's the gospel that was preached right from the beginning. We read that the John the Baptist began to preach.
这个天国的福音呢，就是一开始施洗约翰所传的那个福音。
Look at chapter 3 and verse 2.
我们翻回到马太福音的三章二节。
That was the gospel there of the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The king is here. Repent and receive him.
他的意思就是说王已经在这里了，你们悔改接受他。
And then in chapter 4, verse 17, we read the Lord Jesus began to preach.
嗯，我们再看四章的十七节，主耶稣也开始传起道来。
Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he sends out his disciples with the same message.
嗯，主耶稣传的道也是，天国近了，你们应当悔改。然后他把他的门徒派出去，传的也同样是这样的信息。
This is different from the gospel of the grace of God that it was preached by the apostles after the day of Pentecost.
这和五旬节以后使徒所传的恩典时代的福音是不一样的。
It's no longer repent and receive the king.
恩典时代的福音不是说你们要悔改接受这个王。
It's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
而是信靠耶稣基督，你就必得救。
It's a different gospel. Paul says it's the mystery that was committed to him.
嗯，所以这是不同的福音。保罗说这个是一个奥秘，交托给他的，托付给他的。
It was a mystery that was revealed to Paul the apostle who wrote it in his letters.
嗯，所以这个呢，这个奥秘呢，是神启示给保罗，让他写在他所写的这些书信里面的。
That's the message that saves souls today.
嗯，今天拯救灵魂是传的就是这个福音。
The gospel of the kingdom will be taken up again.During the tribulation period, by the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 12, or verse, chapter 11, rather.
这天国的福音呢，在大灾难的时期又重新会被传讲，是由两个见证人来讲的，它是在写在启示录的十一章里面。
And they will be taken worldwide by the 144,000 that will be sealed in Jews preaching again the gospel of the kingdom.
还有就是14,400个犹太人，他们走遍世界世界各地，也来传讲这个天国的福音。
Verse 15.
再看15节。
Therefore, when you see.The abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. And then they're told to flee to the mountains. Don't stop. Get out of Judea.
十五节他说，你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，读着经的人需要会意。只要你看到这个时候，你就得赶紧逃。
Now spoken of by Daniel the prophet there in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27. We must go there and just refresh our memories.
嗯，所以既然提到但以理所说的，我们就翻回到但以理书的九章，二十九节。
Verse 27. That is the Antichrist.
嗯，在这里面说他就是那敌基督。
He'll confirm a covenant with many, not all the Jews, but many of the Jews for 1 week.
嗯，但以理书九章二十七节，一期之内，他必与许多人，不是所有的犹太人，但是许多的犹太人坚定盟约。
But in the middle of the week.He's going to bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
一期之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。
And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate.
那行毁坏可憎的，或作那使地荒凉的，如飞而来，并且有愤怒倾在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
Now that last part of that verse is difficult to understand.
所以这一节经文的后半段呢，其实很难明白的。
But it speaks about that the holy place is going to be defiled by an abomination.
但是至少我们知道，就是那个圣地啊，会被那行毁坏可憎的玷污了。
History records a time when that happened, in shortly after Daniel's day, before the New Testament.
历史上曾经记载在但以理后面一段时期，在新约开始的之前呢，曾经发生过这样的事。
There was a king called Antiochus Epiphanes. Who sacrificed a pig on the altar, and sprinkled his blood throughout the temple, its blood.
就是当时有一个王呢，他杀了一头猪来在圣殿里的祭坛上献祭，而且他把这个猪的血呢弹在祭坛上。
And that was an abomination.
这绝对是一个亵渎。
But the false prophet who is working with the Antichrist is going to do something worse than that.
那但是到那个时候呢，这假先知和这敌基督一起呢，要做比这更坏的多的事。
The temple that will be rebuilt in Jerusalem is going to be defiled by the image of a man, the man of sin.
就是重新那时候重新建好的那个圣殿呢，会被这个人的这个罪人的像所玷污了。
And when that happens in the middle of the week, then the Jews that are in Jerusalem, they are to flee immediately, just as they did when Titus, the armies came around Jerusalem.
当一期之半的时候发生这个事情的时候呢，那犹太人就要赶紧的逃离犹太地，就像当时提多将军围耶路撒冷城的时候，城里的人要赶紧逃走一样。
If you go back then to Matthew chapter 24,
我们再回到马太福音的24章。
And we're not going to get through this passage tonight. We'll look at the rest of it next week and chapter 25 as well. So I'm going to leave Mr. Summers 5 or 10 minutes at the end. If that's all right, Harold, I think we need a fresh voice anyway in a few minutes. But I'll just finish off the great tribulation period. And then next week, it will be the coming of the Son of Man.
我们今天呢就把这个大灾难时期讲完，然后呢24章剩下的部分和25章呢我们今天来不及讲了，我们会留到下周，然后我们结束之前呢会留10分钟给 Harold 长老看他有没有什么补充。
So when they see that abomination of desolation, very fierce persecution is going to break out.
因为当他们看见那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地的时候呢，那更严峻的逼迫就要来了。
So believing Israel they're going to flee from the land into a wilderness.
那些相信的犹太人呢，就要赶紧逃到旷野去。
And there they're going to be nourished and cared for by the Lord.
在那里呢，主耶稣呢会看顾他们，喂养他们的。
And then will come a tribulation, it says there in verse 21, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time.
然后从21节开始呢，我们看到那个真正的大灾难就要开始了，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
And that's what we read about with the trumpet judgments and the bowl judgments of the last part of the book of Revelation, when God's wrath is poured out on an unbelieving world.
那个就是我们在启示录里读到的那个最后的一晚和最后的那个一号吹响的时候，神把他的愤怒倾倒在这地上的时候的事情了。
But believing Israel, that is those that believe, they're going to be witnessing people. And they carry the good news, of the coming of the king and the approach of the Messiah.
但是那些相信的犹太人呢，他们会做那些见证人，他们会到处的去宣告这弥赛亚要来了。
And then will be the second coming of the Lord from heaven at the end of the tribulation period when he comes putting down all his enemies, judging the nations and Israel, and setting up his kingdom that will last for 1,000 years.
然后在这灾难的末期呢，主耶稣基督就会再次来，他在这地上会除掉他一切的仇敌，然后他会审判世界万国和以色列人，他要在这建立他的国度，就进入千禧年的一千年的统治。
Now I realize that it's been kind of thick doctrine, I might say, and we haven't really gone into it in the depth we would like to. But in the time that we have, I hope that we've got something of this. Number one, the church. They're witnesses of these events from heaven itself.
我们今天呢，没有涉及到一些更深的东西，就是关于这一段的经文呢，有很多错误的教义，但是我想要跟大家呢澄清几点。第一点呢，就是教会呢，当这些事情发生的时候呢，教会是在天上观看这些事情的。
And we can learn lessons even as Christians from these portions of Scripture, just as we learn lessons from the Old Testament.
当然我们基督徒呢也可以从这段经这一部分经文中呢也学到功课，就像我们从旧约学到功课一样。
Even though they weren't written to us, they were written for us.
即使这段经文不是针对我们写的，但是也是对我们写的，这段经文也是对我们有用处的。
So next week, we're going to have the coming of the Lord in power and glory. And then with some lessons that come out of that in chapter 25.
那下周呢我们要讲主在荣耀和全能中再来，我们从也要学习从中我们能够学到一些什么功课，那就是25章要告诉我们的。
Thank you, Brother Harold, if you will. Unmute yourself so we can hear you.
好，今天我们请 Harold 长老来给我们讲一段。
Very good. Well, I'm really not sure what all to follow up on. We've had a very good overview this evening of much of the prophetic picture.
我们今天呢晚上呢有一个很好的回顾啊，就关于这个预言的这些图景将要发生的这些事情。
So I guess my thoughts are to see if I can give you an overview, which is also very, very simple, but something to encourage us.
我要给大家讲一些简单的，但是呢，很鼓励我们的东西。
What lies ahead?
那就是，将来要发生的事情是什么呢？等在前面的是什么呢？
And the answer is the judgment of the Holy God.
那就是圣洁的神的审判。
Most people don't believe that God's going to judge.
大部分人呢都不相信神会审判。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, the logic is explained, and it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the hearts of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil. Now that's a hard verse to translate. It's actually Ecclesiastes 8 and 11.
Okay. 传道书逻辑非常简单了，它就是在八章的 十九节里面说，大致的意思呢，就是说因神的审判呢没有马上临到呢，人们呢就开始行恶了。
The simple logic is this.People say, God didn't judge us yesterday, he won't judge us tomorrow.
这段经文这句经文就是因为断定罪名不立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。所以人们说昨天神没有审判，所以他明天也不会审判。
That has always been the position of the people in the world.
那今天呢，大部分在世上的人呢，都是持这样的观点的。
God warned the people in Noah's day,He said, you'd better repent, I'm going to send a flood on this world.
在挪亚的时代，神警告，借着挪亚警告世人说，你们最好要悔改，因为我要审判这个地了。
They said, no, no, you're crazy, we're not going to worry about that.
然后他们说，我们才不会担心这个呢，你一定是疯了。Where's Harold?
He has, sometimes he has,
disappeared.
he disappears, yes.
他可能掉线了，就 Harold 的电脑怎么突然掉线。
I'm sure he will return as soon as he can. Maybe you could sing us a song, Yan Ling.
A song, Jesus Loves Me?
Here's Harold. You'll have to unmute yourself, dear brother.
Okay. I don't know what happened. It's probably my computer. I'm glad to be back with you.
I suggested that Yan Ling sing us a solo in the meantime, but she wouldn't do that.
She wouldn't. All right. Well...Okay, I'm just going to keep on saying a few things. People say God will not judge us tomorrow because he didn't judge us yesterday, and that is wrong thinking.
我继续我刚才的观点哈，就人们认为呢，明天神不会审判我们，因为他昨天没有审判我们，但是这是一个错误的想法。
God defers judgment.In order to give us time to repent, but he will always judge.
神推迟审判呢，是为了给我们机会悔改，但是他总是要审判的。
And so the warning has always been, you either get rid of your sin so that you will not have to pay the punishment for it,Or you retain your sin, and you will be punished for it.
所以呢，你总是面临两个选择，要不然呢，你就除掉你的罪，这样你就可以不用承受这个罪的刑罚了。要么就是你留下你自己的罪，那你自己就要接受这个罪的惩罚。
And the wonderful message of the gospel is that if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ,As your Savior, and you give him your sin, he will give you his righteousness, and you and your sin can be separated.
所以福音的奇妙之处呢，就在于如果你信靠耶稣基督呢，你就把你的罪给了他，然后他把神的义给了你，你和你的罪就分开了。
If your sin is forgiven, ultimately you can go to heaven.
如果你的罪被赦免了的话，最终你是会去天堂的。
If your sin is not forgiven, you must be punished with your sin. Your sin will be punished. If you don't get rid of it, you're going to have to be punished with it.
如果你的罪没有被赦免呢，你会带着罪接受审判，接受惩罚，你会因着你的罪要付上代价。
But if in fact you are forgiven,Then you won't be punished.
如果你已经被赦免了，你的罪被赦免的话，你就不会被刑罚。
And so the day is coming, very soon we believe, when God will punish the earth, the first thing he will do is remove from the world those whose sins have been forgiven.
所以我们相信这一天呢，很快就会到来，它一定会到来。 那就是神要审判这个全地了。而且在他审判之前呢，他要把那些已经罪得赦免的人呢，从这地上提走。
That is the rapture.
那就是教会被提。
Now, after the rapture, then the people whose sins are not forgiven, they will be punished, and that's the great tribulation period.
那接下去呢，罪得赦免的人呢已经被提走了，接下去呢神就要对这地上还罪没有得赦免的人呢进行审判，那就是大灾难时期了。
Now Eric hasn't got to this point in detail yet, but just let me tell you that in the tribulation period, there will be two kinds of people on the earth.
Eric 还没有具体的讲到这个信息啊，我先跟大家说一下，就是在大灾难时期呢，地上会有两种人。
Those who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ before the rapture, who will not have an opportunity afterwards to repent.
那些在教会被提之前呢，已经明确拒绝耶稣基督的人呢，他们是没有机会再给他们机会悔改的。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says that strong delusion will be sent so that they will not repent. They must be judged.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章说呢，有很大的迷惑会出来，这些人会被完全的迷惑，他们绝不会悔改，他们一定会被审判的。
Just let me remind you again then that if one dies, he doesn't have a chance to repent afterwards.
还有一点要提醒大家呢，就是如果一个人死了的话，他就没有机会悔改了。
So if the rapture comes after that, there is no opportunity for repentance. It's just as if the person has died in God's offer of repentance.
所以呢，在教会被提以后呢，那些拒绝耶稣基督的人呢，就像仿佛他在地上死了一样，他就没有悔改的机会了。
Therefore, the people who have trusted the Lord before the rapture, they don't get judged. They get out of the judgment, the tribulation. The others carry on.
所以那些信靠耶稣基督的人呢，他们不会进入大灾难时期，他们会被提走，他们不会被审判。那其他地上的人呢，就会继续进行。
But some of those people didn't have an opportunity to believe before the rapture.
那地上还有些人呢，他们在教会被提之前呢，他还没有机会信福音。
They may have never heard the gospel and therefore didn't reject it.
他们可能从来没有听说过福音，所以也不可能拒绝。
Or they may even have been born after the rapture and before the tribulation and didn't reject it.
还有一部分人，他可能是在教会被提以后才出生的，所以他们也不可能拒绝。
And consequently, there is going to come this great tribulation, but these people, some did trust the Lord afterwards. What happens to them?
所以在大灾难开始以后，教会被提以后，大灾难开始的时候呢，还是会有些人信靠耶稣的。那他们会发生什么呢？
And the answer is that in Revelation chapter 12, when the abomination of desolation is presented in the temple, as Eric has been describing, when that abomination is presented, then very quickly people who fear God are going to have to flee to the wilderness.
那就是刚才 Eric 讲到的，当那行毁坏可憎的人站在圣地的时候呢，那些信靠神的人呢，他们就会赶紧逃跑。
Just as they did in the days of Moses after the judgment of God fell on Pharaoh's household, the Israelites all went out into the wilderness, so it's going to happen again. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 14.
那就就是像启示录十二章的十四节里面说的，就是于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给那妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。也就是说，像摩西的时候，当神最后的审判临到埃及人的时候呢，以色列人就赶紧逃到旷野一样，这个时候呢，他们也要赶紧逃到旷野。
And in a miraculous way, God is going to preserve them in the wilderness, just as he preserved Israel in the wilderness in Moses' day.
所以用那个神奇的方式呢，神会在旷野呢，保守这些人的存活，就像主当时在摩西的时代保守以色列人在旷野生活一样。
The great principle then is always the same.
所以这个原则总是一致的。
Trust the Lord Jesus Christ when you can, and when it's opportune for you, and you will be saved from the judgment to come.
所以就是当你有机会你能够的时候呢，你就赶紧信靠耶稣基督得救，这样你就可以脱离审判了。
In Noah's day, the ark was the salvation.
在挪亚的时候呢，那方舟就是拯救。
In our day, the salvation will be fulfilled at the rapture.
在我们今天呢，这救恩呢就会到教会被提之前呢就结束了。
During the tribulation, there will be a place of salvation in the wilderness.
在大灾难的时候呢，这拯救呢就是这些人逃到旷野去。
But the central theme is this: judgment is only deferred; it will certainly come.
但是这个主题的原则就是审判虽然被延迟，但它一定会来。
Those who repent and are forgiven will not reach that tribulation judgment.
那些罪已经得赦免得救的人呢，他们就不会进到那个大灾难里面去。
Those who refuse, those who delay, they may delay too long, and if they don't believe, they will be judged. They will be punished.
那些拖延的人呢，他们拖延过久呢，他们就可能会被审判的。
Now the question often is, will the church go through the tribulation?
所以我们经常问的一个问题呢，就是教会会不会进入大灾难时期？
And Eric has dealt with that question repeatedly over many weeks. Here's my simple analysis of it.
Eric 呢，在过去的几周呢，反复的在回答这个讲这个问题了。我呢给大家一个最简单的分析。
And it goes like this. Jesus Christ the Lamb will not subject the bride of the Lamb to the wrath of the Lamb immediately prior to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我这个逻辑呢是这样的，就是耶稣是神的羔羊，他不会让羔羊的心腹在羔羊举行婚礼之前呢，让他去承受羔羊的愤怒。
That's wonderful. The Christian will be forgiven.
所以基督徒会被赦免，这是真的是非常奇妙美好的。
Therefore, we must repent and believe the gospel.
所以我们必须悔改，信福音。
And I'm just going to read you one more verse. It's a verse of Peter in the book of Acts, chapter 2.
我要再给大家读一节经文啊，这就是彼得说的，在使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 says, Peter said to them, repent. And be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
那就是二章三十八节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Repentance and belief leads to forgiveness. Without repentance and belief, judgment and punishment are guaranteed.
所以你悔改相信 你的罪就被赦免，你拒绝，你不相信，那审判和刑罚就一定是保证一定会来的。
All right, I've kept you over time. I apologize.
我已经超时了，我很抱歉。
We're going to pray. Our prayer is that every one of us will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
我们一起祷告，我的祷告呢就是希望我们每一个人呢都信靠耶稣基督做个人的救主。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the wonderful message of salvation from the judgment that should fall on us because we are all sinners.
主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您赐给我们救恩，让我们可以脱离那将来一定会来的这审判的愤怒。
And we acknowledge judgment must come. Judgment will come. Lord, we pray that every one of us will say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins. Thank you for dying for me.
主，我们知道审判会来，而且他一定会有审判，而且他一定会来。主，我们希望每个人都能够罪得赦免。
And so, Lord, we give thanks for your promise of salvation and for the great hope we have that soon, yes, very soon, all the Christians are going to go up to heaven in the rapture and we're going to be with the Lord Jesus forever.
主，我们为救恩感谢你，也为您给我们这美好的盼望感谢你。很快，属您的基督徒就会被提到天上，永远和主在一起了。
We give thanks again now.Then, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告和感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
The Lord
Thank
bless
you,
us all.